This is why disobedience of a child is so dangerous, is because they lose the importance, the respect of authority.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is Friday of the fourth week of Lent, and we are on Meditation 124 of Divine Intimacy by Father Gabriel, and it is entitled Blind Obedience.
Hey, it's so good to see you. Thank you for joining with us. And I want to thank you who have been supporting us on a monthly financial basis. You know, we're given full-time hours to these videos, and it's absolutely impossible to do what we do without the financial support of others, and we are very grateful for your support. Thank you so much. We want you to know that we keep you in our prayers daily when we say the rosary. Today, blind obedience.
Mm-hmm. When we see God in our superior, we obey without argument or futile reasoning and with no delay.
As mentioned a couple days ago, as lay people, we don't have a religious superior, right? And that's how it's supposed to be. But I was thinking, well, how does this apply to the married state? Our children have superiors, and their superiors are called moms and dads. So our role as a parent is to teach our children obedience. That's one thing. We can't have a healthy spiritual life without this understanding, without this virtue growing. It's very unloving and uncharitable for children not to have boundaries, where they can do whatever they want, where they don't have clear expectations of what is expected of them, or understanding the consequences of their actions on the positive side or the negative side, mm-hmm. where they're always kept left guessing. These kind of things hurt a child's ability to obey. We need to be consistent. We also need to be charitable. We need to be patient. And as parents, I realize what I'm doing is I'm forming my children to be obedient to God. This is why disobedience of a child is one reason is so dangerous. Is because they lose the importance, the respect of authority very much, especially when children are little. This is very important. As a child learns to view their parents, they often project this view upon God. So if they come to a place where they have a safe place, for example, with their father, but a firm place, but a caring and forgiving place, they will then project that onto God the Father. And they will understand that God the Father is firm. He's caring. He's kind. He's forgiving. But if a child sees their father as mean, distant, emotionally disconnected from their needs, how are they going to view God the Father in a similar way? God the Father doesn't care about me. He's not present in my life. He doesn't understand what I'm going through. What happens? A rebellious spirit. And so connecting this back of this idea of obedience, parents, we need to form this in our children because we are their superiors. And eventually they're going to leave the house and they're going to have to listen to somebody. It might be a boss, it might be a religious superior, but in the end, I hope they listen in 100% obedience to God.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because Father Gabriel kind of elaborates a little bit on this, how even as someone within a community obeying their superior, if for whatever reason they have questions and they question maybe what is being asked of them, there's nothing wrong with asking for clarification. Or perhaps there's something that the superior isn't aware of, and therefore to bring that to the superior's attention, because maybe what that superior is asking of the person isn't even possible. Who knows, right? So there's nothing wrong with bringing that up, but it's in a spirit of charity and not in a spirit of, why do I have to do this? I don't want to do this. Why are you asking me to do this? Why is my sister not doing this? You know?
Have we ever heard that in a house?
Yes,
only
I other, have.
Only in our neighbors.
How come I have to do more? How come I have to, yeah. How come I have to do more than so-and-so? Yeah. Anyhow. Blind obedience is obedience which goes beyond all personal judgment or opinion and adheres to the superior's orders, solely because in them is recognized the divine will. So as I've been reading about what Father Gabriel's been talking about, obedience and blind obedience, it right away made me think of little Saint Bernadette. And, you know, she was like, I just think of her and the family that she came from. She lived in poverty. They lived in like an old prison cell. It was cold. They were often sick and their dad was having difficulty finding work. Anyhow, clearly Our Lady appears to her. And on one of the occasions, Our Lady asks her to start digging into the dirt. And there's so many onlookers watching all of this, and they don't understand. They don't hear the conversation that's going on between Our Lady and Saint Bernadette. And but all they see is Saint Bernadette digging into the dirt and then like putting the dirt on her face and like the mud because it's wet, and then eating some of the grass. And now the people are thinking, like, this little girl's gone crazy. Like, what's going on? And so they start mocking her. But I just see Saint Bernadette just being so obedient to the lady, who at that point she didn't realize who she was exactly, but she trusted that this was good and that she should be obedient to the lady. And now we have the beautiful healing waters of Lourdes because of this act of obedience that Saint Bernadette did that very day.
I think in closing here, I want to challenge you on your view of obedience, but think back to maybe when you were with your parents still. Do you have memories of blatant disobedience to their authority? You know, generally speaking, we need to listen to our parents when we're under their care of a certain age, living underneath their roof. Of course, if they ask us to do something immoral or contrary to God's law, that's different. So generally speaking, even if your ideas were superior, we still have to listen to our parents. So I'm thinking back to my life. Do I have memories of blatant disobedience to my parents, my mom, my dad? If you have these memories, it's a good idea to bring them to confession. And talking about obedience today, we're in the spirit of Lent penitential time, maybe it would be appropriate just to think back and say, did I honor my mother and my father? Because God's will is expressed to us as young people through our parents.
Yes, it's a good reminder to get ourselves to confession during this penitential time. And also, being Friday, if you have time to pray the Stations of the Cross and also to pray the Rosary. Sorry, I know it's a tall order, but what's the bar for holiness?
So we'll take the weekend off, but we will see you on Monday. God bless.